Blog Talk Radio.
Julia?
Yes?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing so fine. And you? Let me give you a round of applause. I give all my guests a round of applause. Thank you for coming. Hold tight for me. Julia, we're glad to have you on the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's not a problem, not a problem. Now, I don't have any written questions out for you, so everything is from the top of my head.
Okay. Hello?
Julia?
Yes.
I'm sorry. We disconnected somehow. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Once again, I do apologize. Once again, everything is on top of my head. So, you were on the ABC show True Beauty, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What made you want to go be a part of this show? Did you have to audition or something in that nature, correct?
Yeah, we had to go audition. My friend actually told me about the audition, and I looked it up, and it sounded absolutely awful. I said, "Are you gorgeous? Does everybody stare at you when you walk into a room and everything?" And I was like, "No, no, no." But the thing is they had a huge price, huge cash prize, and so I actually had 3 part-time jobs and was going to school full-time at that time, and I happened to have the day off. So I said, "That's kind of a sign. I'm going to go ahead and go audition," and come to find out after a couple of callbacks, I made it on the show, so it was very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how was it on the show? How was it on the show? I'm pretty sure there were other. I'm not that familiar with the show, so explain. Tell me about the show a little bit.
All right. Well, there were 10 contestants. There were 6 girls and 4 guys, and we lived all together in the Hollywood Hills in a mansion. It was gorgeous, and we were there thinking that we were being judged strictly on our outer beauty. And come to find out, at the very end of the episode, we found out that we were being judged on also our inner beauty. So even though every show, there were two challenges, although we only thought there were one. There was one hidden inner beauty challenge each show. So I was actually the only one who passed all 8 character challenges.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, how was it with the other contestants? Did you get along with them on a regular basis? Were there some disagreements at a certain point in time?
Well, I mean, it's reality TV, so of course there are disagreements. You know, at first we tried our very best to get along with each other, but when you're living in a house with 10 people and you're doing competition against each other, it gets a little bit rough and it gets a little bit catty and it gets very competitive. And so, some people's competitive nature came out an awful little strong. Some people, acted a little bit catty, but I made sure to stay out of the drama for the most part. I think so.
Mm-hmm. This show was created. Ashton Kutcher and Tyra were producers for the show.
Yes.
Okay. I tried to get Ashton on a show with you today, but unfortunately he's filming a movie, so he couldn't do it today. He couldn't make it today.
Aww.
But he'll be on a show another date. You won this, and I understand there was a $20 million prize after you won the show. I'm joking.
wouldn't that be nice?
So you won this, and what was the prize from winning True Beauty?
The prize was $100,000 plus your picture in People Magazine's 100 Most Beautiful People issue, which is just huge. I mean, if Issue came out a few weeks ago, and I was in there with people like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and it was just such an honor and such a huge step for my career, and I'm just so blessed and excited.
Mm-hmm. Now, besides that, what has changed since you've won True Beauty?
You know what? So much has changed, actually. I was going to school full-time, like I said, and didn't have much money at all. So winning that $100,000 really helped. You're going to have to excuse me. There's a truck backing up. That's a beeping sound. So the $100,000 with that, I was able to actually move out to L.A., and I just got here to West Hollywood last week, and I'm loving it so far. So I've changed the location, and I'm able to follow my dreams now, and it's just absolutely great. I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for you? But after, you know, what's next?
Well, actually, you know what? Tyra Banks hired me to be her correspondent on her show, which is so exciting. Huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're not filming at this moment, they're on hiatus right now until July. So I'll be working with them again after the end of July, and you know, I'd love to be a correspondent. I would love to do commercial. I would love to act. I'm a dancer as well. I actually just got out of dance class. So, you know, I have my thumbs in a lot of pies, and I hope to make money doing what I love.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you sign with an agency already, or?
No, I haven't signed with an agency yet. I'm looking for one.
Okay, okay. Any record deals in the world?
Oh, no way. I am not a singer. I cannot carry a tune to save my life, unfortunately.
You know, I ask that question because so many reality stars and so many people, they come out with an album, and then, you know, they got this modeling, you know, they just come out with so many stuff, you know, so it wouldn't be, you know, hey, look at Paris Hilton, and, you know, so.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, so.
You know, I'm trying to market myself as much as possible, but I cannot offer myself in that market, not whatsoever.
Okay. So how does your family feel about you winning this show?
Oh, well, I mean, my family is just so proud of me and thrilled. They're so excited. They're my biggest fans, you know, and they are always supportive of everything I do, any decision I make. And so going on the reality show, they were supportive, but a little bit, you know, I mean, it's a pretty scary thing sending your, you know, your daughter, granddaughter, niece off to a reality show for, you know, for a long period of time without being able to speak to them. So they were nervous, but they are so proud of me, especially once we found out that we were being judged on our inner beauty. So, I mean, it shows a lot for my family, too. I can't take all of the credit myself. I mean, my family is the one that raised me. They taught me character. They taught me good morals. And, you know, so it was a prize, basically, for the entire family.
Mm-hmm. And ABC, of course, we know which. Now, what days did this air on ABC? What days did this air?
It was on Monday night.
Monday night. Okay. Wow, it's so many shows on TV, and it's so hard to watch each and every one.
I know. Oh, I feel you. Believe me.
I am so sorry that this slipped past me. I didn't even get an opportunity to see you. You know,
that's
what the show
fine.
Was about.
No, don't apologize. It's okay. It is okay.
You know. So, you know, besides, you know, you're going to be working with Tyra and, you know, you want to do commercials and anything. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be some type of modeling in the works. I'm pretty sure it's going to be, you know, some type of modeling since you know, you won, it's called True Beauty. I'm pretty sure it's going to be some modeling in the works, maybe.
Well, hopefully. The thing is, I'm 5'7". I'm not really what you would consider a fashion model. I think I'm more of a commercial model, if that makes any sense. I mean, believe me, I would love to work the catwalk, but, you know, if I get the opportunity, of course I'll take it. But I think for me, my image is more of a girl next door, you know, and more commercial, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you moved out to L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. How do you like it out there? Are you going to be out there? That's your permanent resident out in L.A.?
Yes. That is it. West Hollywood is now my permanent residence as of last week, and I love it so much. I was so scared to move away from home because it was the first time I've ever moved out of state away from my family. So it was a very big deal. I moved out here by myself, and I have a great place. I have my two dogs with me, and I've made some great friends, and there's so many great opportunities out here too. So, I mean, this is just a place for me to be right now, and I couldn't be more happy.
Mm-hmm. Now, what type of dogs do you have?
I have an English Bulldog and a miniature Maltese.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. They're so cute.
No, I love dogs. I have a terrier myself, so I love
little
dogs. Yeah, they are so cute to me. Is there anything else you want to talk about, and you want to promote anything?
I guess not. I wish I could. Not at the moment.
Did you? So how often did you see Ashton and Tyra while you were actually filming the show?
Never. We didn't even know that they were a part of the show. We had no idea they were the producers. It was kept secret until we didn't even know after the show stopped filming. I read it online whenever they released the show. So it was, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, Ashton Kutcher and Tyra Banks were involved, and I couldn't believe it. And I was like, I was so upset that I didn't get to meet them. And I still have yet to talk or meet with Ashton Kutcher, which I'm pretty disappointed. I would love to chat with him. And but Tyra Banks, she has been so great so far. I've been on the show three times, and hired me as a correspondent, so she's just so helpful and really is helping me, you know, make my dreams come true. So she's a great person, definitely.
Okay. Julian, I wish you the best of luck with your career, and I hope doors open up for you, which I know they will. Much continued success to you. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anyone or acknowledge anyone?
Oh, yeah, well, definitely, you know, my family and all of my friends and supporters and everybody who's been behind me and been a fan. And I hope that the show touched a lot of people's lives. I know a lot of people say now, they look at the, different aspects of life as, oh, am I being truly beautiful or am I not being beautiful? And so, I think it's touched a lot of people's lives, and I hope it has. And so just thank you to everybody who watched and who continues to support me, and keep your eye out because I'll definitely be back.
Okay, before you go, is there a website or something they can check you out on, your personal website or MySpace
page
or Twitter?
Yeah, exactly. Sure, yeah. There's www.juliaanderson.net, and there's also my MySpace is myspace.com/truebeautyjulia.
Okay, all right. Julia, thank you so much. It was an honor to have you, and I always say, please come back. Don't be a stranger. Please come back by the show. Stop back by any time.
For sure, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Shout out to Julia Anderson. Of course, check her out on her MySpace page and her personal website. Here's a song. Here's a latest from Charlie Wilson.
Pull up at the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand it for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, in a hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's why the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah,
her gon' hang. Take her to my mama's house. She need a hair done.
My cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen. Give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love.
makes me so crazy. It's blowing my mind that you give me some of your time.
I cannot get my switchboard back up for some apparent reason. Here's my switchboard. Here's my switchboard. Where's my switchboard? Don't need to be a hater. I'm good. So good. So good. Good. Shout out to Electric Red for that track entitled So Good. Here's my switchboard back up. I'm jumping to some more music and, I'll be right back. I'm going to jump into some Diana Ross, I believe. Diana Ross. Entitled Big Balls.
Thank you. got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I show you magic. What? Magic. I got the magic stick.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue touch your girl, your toes bound to curl. This exclusive stick, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, moaning. Shot the crop with a low game stopper. Been a fiend for this, this rock him made hit. Get the position down pat, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the middle. I speed it up, straight beat it up. And I ain't in the hood with my toes out look. I'm in the telly working up a sweat broke. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit cause I can back it up. My left stroke's the death stroke.
I'm down to magic. If I get lit once, I get lit twice. I am the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight, and I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic.
Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills, cause my head game had you head over heels. Give a nigga the chills, haven't paid my bills. Buy matching Lambos with the same color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, spinning goosey, nope. I'm in the crib giving niggas deep throat. Tonight with Kim, gon' have you in the zone. Girl, call your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me and give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. A couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chumps. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit.
Put your face in it. I know you sprung off in your tongue. I know you tasting it.
Tricks in a race,
but I have the tools. Nigga breaking records and it's time.
1 minute, 6 seconds. Magic stick.
I got the
magic.
Yeah. Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. From Lil' Kim, the queen bee.
It's ladies' night. What? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. And it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some cold and goldy with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused and the dope is like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. New Jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck. With the bump, Biggie in the truck, in the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, made West, the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in the race, but I already won first place. I never thought. Thank you.
Walk that
my show yesterday, I believe, that single Walk That Walk Walk. Here is a song from Neo entitled When You're Mad.
Shining me. business. Need a homie who's a realist, someone who wants to find out all that I have to give, who can bring me what is missing. When I talk, she wanna listen, sitting patient, steady waiting for the day when I can't face it. The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
Isn't you, you my bond,
I found the one.
Gonna rest till I know for sure, so
baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl.
I can build on. I'm a young man with a whole lot of cash, just looking for a lady I can spend on. So all the young ladies in every little city, when I come to your town, let me know that you're sitting patient, steady waiting for the day when I can't face it.
The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
Isn't you, you my bond,
I found the one.
Gonna rest till I know for sure, so
baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl.
Let's get it. Hello, ladies. I know you miss me, baby.
Songbook.
I don't think I met you before, though. But listen.
Put my number in your phone. And when we get about the club, girl, call me up. Put my number in your phone. Just forget about your man, baby, call me up. Put my number in your phone. Number in your phone, you say you got a man. Well, call me when he gone, call me when you're alone. And I'ma hop up in that black S550. You rockin' with the best, no stress when you're with me. And the way you wear that dress with the heels, make me wanna see you about it for real. Meet me by the bar, baby, let's go get a shot. Or meet me by the valet, let's go get my car.
We'll be going soon, 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 all the way back to my hotel room. Stop acting like you don't want to. Reach into your purse and put my number in your phone. And when we get about the club, girl, call me up. Put my number in your phone. Just forget about